All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today we have with us Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources, and we are going to be talking about the dangers that are outlying the country right now and the rest of the world, the potentiality of World War III, communications down, possibly grid down. Bob, what do you got for us? Thanks for being on.
Well, thank you for having me here. There's so much going on. You know, right now, this is the worst of times to fight a war, and I believe we're already in World War III. I mean, we just see it escalate every single day. Germany is now moving anti-aircraft missiles into Ukraine. Daily, we're escalating with more and more weaponry going into there. We're doing more. Actually, we've attacked two civilian targets now. The bridge going, going from Crimea into Ukraine, and then the gas pipeline, we've destroyed that. So we're now going out and attacking civilian targets. Every day I just read this thing, it escalates. You know, just a couple little things here. I'm reading Elon Musk, you know, on the 9th of this month, he says that the threat of nuclear war is rapidly increasing. Tulsi Gabbard quit the Democratic Party because she says it's a cabal of warmongers, and she says that nuclear war is imminent. That is hell of a scary word for a lawmaker to be saying right now. Joe Biden is saying that Armageddon is at the door, which whatever he's saying, you know, whatever his thing's worth. Washington Examiner just the other day, signs to watch for. Right now, the military is saying Putin will soon have to choose between losing this war and using nuclear weapons. Paul Craig Roberts, nuclear war is on the horizon. The Sun, an ex-CIA officer, saying the threat of nuclear war is greater than ever. Sarah Westrall, World War III imminent, and the dollar collapse. Why don't you, I want to bring something up with that. The dollar collapse, we know that's coming. Let me ask a question, Doug, and maybe get your answer from it. 9/11, okay, Building 3. Nobody ever talks about Building 3 falling down, but it did, very mysteriously. And there's thousands of architects, engineers that said that building fell down without it. That was not a fire that caused that building to fall down. That was a controlled demolition. Do you remember what happened right before that building fell down? They announced that the Pentagon had lost $2 trillion, and then that building fell down and all that evidence went away. I mean, right now, this country is on the verge of an economic collapse. We've printed way too much money. Inflation is going to go skyrocket. The food supply is being decimated. I mean, right now, I was listening, all yields of corn crops, wheat, all of it is going to be way low. We're not going to have enough food to feed our people. And on top of that, we just see, you know, supply house after supply house being destroyed. Farmers having to kill their cows because they can't afford the corn and grain to feed them. You know, I hate to say this, but war will make a good cover for that. You know, one nuclear weapon goes off somewhere and everybody forgets all of it. You know, the same thing happened. You know, you look at Pearl Harbor, the nation united, didn't matter what political party it was, the nation united behind, Roosevelt's push into war at that time. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, nation united behind Kennedy. Really, there were no Republicans and Democrats who united to get rid of Castro get rid of the nuclear weapons out of Cuba. We are at that moment right now. We have a national crisis, internal and external. I mean, we right now are the most self-consuming nation on the planet. I mean, it's all about Donald Trump. It's all about getting people. There's no national unity. I mean, this scares me almost more than the nuclear war does. Every day, it's somebody going after somebody. This judgment, you know, on Alex Jones, $1 billion. It's absolutely insane. They might as well made it 20. Yeah, 20 bazillion gazillion dollars. It's like it's not even in the realm of just anything credible. $1 billion. That's it's just basically a way to say shut up. And it didn't matter if it's 50 billion. I mean, he didn't have the money, so it doesn't matter how many more zeros they add to it. It could have been $50 trillion. What difference does it make once it's so far out of the realm of possibilities? You know, it never has any hope of being collected. It's just a way of shutting up and think. But we're at this crisis in our nation, a multifaceted crisis in our nation, political, financial, spiritual crisis in the nation. And in almost what better way to cause a distraction than to force a nuclear war right now? And so I'm just saying I'm highly suspicious, because all we are doing is pushing ourselves closer and closer to nuclear war every day. There's no out. It's all or nothing. We're going to push Putin until he either chooses to absolutely back out of this war and lose, or he's going to go to the nuclear option. And that's where I'm at. I mean, and again, it used to be that if I said something like this, that was conspiracy. That was way out of the realm of possibilities. But now just look at all these politicians, these newspapers, credible people, Tucker Carlson, you know, all of them are saying we're at the precipice of nuclear war. And nobody's taking it seriously. I'm just looking at it. Moscow has just removed its diplomats from Ukraine. That's a huge sign that they plan on something that they don't want to have their people there. I fully expect to see our embassies close soon, where they withdraw their ambassador from our country, and maybe we withdraw our ambassadors from their country. That would be another huge sign. The fact that Poland has asked us to put nuclear weapons in their country, that is a catastrophic sign that something is going wrong. United States buying $250 million worth of potassium iodate, and we don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, because the way they would prepare for this is they're not going to directly do a lot of this stuff with the federal government buying. They're going to use a shell corporation of a shell corporation of a shell corporation buying and acquiring things so that nobody knows that the federal government is buying the market up. And these shell corporations would hide the fact that, the purchases are being made. The public will never know about it. Basically, that's what they did with gain of function research in China. It wasn't directly the federal government's doing, but they had their shell corporations financing it. And that way they can have plausible deniability. But it's come out now. That's exactly what they did. They funded it through other corporations, and the money was going directly to them and doing the gain of function. Well, right now, I think the federal government is basically buying up a lot of nuclear war preparation items through shell corporations, and we won't know about it till it's too late. And we know they've built their own bunkers with our tax dollars. They have everything they need to ride out this war. And these people are really so, I think, demon possessed, that they think that they will survive this, or they just want to create the destruction of the human race. You know, that's their ultimate goal, is just the reduction, planetary reduction of people by 7 billion people. We face this, and, you know, they know they're going to get destroyed in the election. So what better way to create a diversion right now? And a nuclear weapon, it's over there. You know, one or two of them go off over there. It's not here, but it would scare the bejeebers out of people. And, you know, they would do anything to have the government do anything so that they would not face that imminent destruction. I mean, Doug, I mean, do you agree with me?
I do. And, you know, one of the things that I keep rolling around in my head is that if nuclear if nuclear attack is really the only option, then we have completely surpassed other options that they never chose that are actually worse than nuclear, which is one of the things that doesn't make sense to me yet. If I were Vladimir Putin and I said that I was going to nuke anybody knowing it's going to happen to me immediately after, I would take your power out. That's what I would do. I would take your power out.
Take the internet out. Absolutely. Well, that's the first thing we did when we went to Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're already using those blinding lights. I don't know if you've seen them, that basically hide satellite imagery. There's these blinding lights that just appears and mysteriously are appearing in the sky over missile silos in Russia. And they supposedly block our ability to observe what's going on there. Putin has forwardly positioned strategic bombers, nuclear weapon bombers, 20 miles off from Norway. I mean, you don't do things like that unless it's either you are really playing brinksmanship to the end, or you are positioning your forces to be used at a moment's notice. And the closer you are to that moment's notice use, the more likely they're going to be used. We know that it's easier for us. It's either use them or lose them. He knows it's use them or lose them. We also have announced that if he uses them, we've already announced ahead of time what our retaliatory response would be, which I don't understand that. I don't understand a military leader saying like, I would say maybe something that we plan an overwhelming response to destroy you, but I wouldn't say we're going to specifically go after your Black Sea fleet. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I wouldn't let my enemy know my war plans, because that just is a further provocation for the enemy to use those assets before those assets are destroyed. So it just makes no sense right now. And we have to keep in mind, the Russians have spent a lot of time building bunkers for their people. They have a high survivability of people that they could shelter from a nuclear war. Right now in Russia, they're handing out leaflets. It's on the computer. I actually have downloaded one, a copy of one, where they're warning their people what to do in case of a nuclear war. So, I mean, they're psychologically preparing their people for it. In this country, I was just reading an article in Military Times. It says the military can't recruit people because it's too woke. People don't want to go into the military. And at the same time, you know, we've already depleted so much of our ammunition in the Ukraine, thousands and thousands of different missiles. And it's just, you wonder, you know, why we've done this. People do not find this war popular. They do not want to be in this war, but our leaders keep pushing this war, keep depleting our assets, financial assets, and our military assets in this war. And every step of it is designed to push Putin further and further to the nuclear button. I am absolutely convinced that is the goal of our politicians, is to provoke him into doing something like this. And then get the response. And so once this happens, our politicians, the Democratic leadership, can then say, you know, we have to take certain measures. We don't know how it'll affect the election. I remember that, you know, they impeached Donald Trump for using quid pro quo supposedly with Ukraine over weapons. If you don't do this, we're going to do that, which is illegal. They have Joe Biden on tape doing it, and now he's doing it again with the Saudis. If you don't make more oil, we're going to do this, which, I mean, you don't need a whistleblower to do it. He said it. We know he said it. According to their own, you know, dictates, that's an impeachable offense. They impeached Donald Trump for doing it, and now they're doing it. They've done it twice that we know of, and nothing's happening. So these people, they need a big distraction. A small distraction is not going to work in this situation. They need a big distraction. Like I said, Russia is warning its people. Take it seriously, folks. Take it seriously. I know it's easy to get into a normalcy bias over this and to think, you know, well, this is just brinksmanship. I hope to God it is. And I think there's a good probability it is brinksmanship. But should, you know, somebody miscalculate right now, we're going to have the worst war that we've had ever on this planet. You know, the nuclear arsenals of both the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, Russia, and the United States are equal to 6,000 World War IIs. Did you hear that, Doug? The explosive power of World War II, the nuclear arsenals we possess are equal to 6,000 World War IIs, all the bombs dropped.
Well, and you know,
So,
the bomb that was dropped in Hiroshima was only 15 kilotons. The bomb that was dropped in Nagasaki was only 20 kilotons. Yet 70,000 people died from Hiroshima, and they said around 20 to 50,000 people died from Nagasaki, and of course many more died after that because of, you know, cancers and radiation exposure. But what we're carrying around in our planes is more than that, you know.
Russia. I mean, they have those multi megaton warheads that are in their Poseidon missiles.
Yep.
You know, Russia has detonated the largest bomb ever detonated. It was a 57 megaton bomb, the Tsar bomber. We did a 15 megaton bomb, the Castle Bravo experiment, which went horribly wrong. But so these bigger weapons do exist. We don't know if they're still in our arsenals or not. But the thing is that we've never been in a position like this, even since the Cuban Missile Crisis, because it's just being talked about so cavalier. And that's what really worries me. I want to talk, and when we get done, I'm presenting the case, which we're doing right now, presenting the case for why people need to be take this seriously. You need to sober up. This is a time to be sober, and I don't mean just free from alcohol or drugs. I mean to be mentally sober and to be paying attention to what's going on, because in a moment's notice, things could change very rapidly. We've already seen this happen. I mean, when the Nord Stream pipeline blew up, that was a huge provocation towards war. When the Crimea bridge blew up, that's another huge provocation towards war. And even though we're attacking civilian assets, we've already warned Russia that if he does the same thing and attacks civilian assets, we will decimate his army. Again, another provocation towards war. I mean, if you threaten to decimate a man's army, you're pushing this man in a corner, you know, so you can take it seriously or not seriously. Like I said, history has just, I mean, Germany has just deployed anti-aircraft, anti-ballistic missile missiles in, to sent them to Ukraine. Every day, we're reading this escalation. That's why we see Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, a host of other people saying a nuclear war is either close or imminent at our door. And, you know, we as citizens, we can express our concern that we hope level heads will prevail, but we know that there are no level heads in Washington. These are all warmongers. Tulsi Gabbard said it best. She is a cabal of warmongers that just are pushing the globe towards that. I think of the Deagle report where they said, you know, by 2025, America's population will be reduced by 2/3. Let that sink in for a moment, 2/3. You know, and again, we have the historical precedent that I've mentioned several times in this program. You know, the Russians during World War II lost 20 million people. They lost more people than any other nation during World War II. And the provocation that Adolf Hitler presented to the Russians is exactly what we're doing. He surrounded, put troops on the, Russia's westernmost front. And we've done the same thing, Finland, Ukraine, Poland. So all the troops are there. We have advanced fighter planes there. Poland is asking for nuclear missiles there. We don't know what type of assets, nuclear, that we do have forwardly deployed. That could be, just in a moment's notice. We don't know if we have nuclear weapons in Poland. We don't know if we have nuclear weapons in Finland. If we've already deployed them, forwardly deployed them, we don't know. But they're asking to have it done. And so I would say Putin, even though I don't like the guy, I think history is going to paint him to be a bad guy. I know it will. But the fact is, I have to climb into his mind and say, what is he thinking? Because if I don't, and I don't know what the man is thinking, I don't know what his trigger points are, then I could provoke him to doing something very, very bad, thinking I'm just running it up to brinksmanship, thinking I'm going to push him to surrender, and you might push him the opposite way. And I think that's what we're doing right now. We're pushing him in a corner. We're giving him no option but to use a strategic retaliation, a nuclear retaliation.
Well, let me ask you.
Doug, you care to come?
Yeah, let me ask you this. Now, you know, I'm a bit of a historian, but, and this is rhetorical for many people, but why did we drop the bomb on Japan? We dropped the bomb on Japan it was a twofold reason. So I'll give you mine and let's hear yours. Twofold, for one thing, it was to bring the war to a speedy end and to save American lives. That was one of the main goals. The other one was to demonstrate the new nuclear weapon that we have to the Soviet Union.
And that was equally as important to the strategic planners in the United States. We wanted to scare the bejeebers out of the Russians and let them know that we had a nuclear bomb. And Truman actually threatened to use it on them if they didn't back out of, I forgot what country it was they went in. And this is before they had their own, I think they got their nuclear bomb in 1948, just a few years after we had ours. But during those 3-year interim, they had invaded a country. I forgot which one it is. And Truman threatened, we're going to nuke you unless you pull out of there. Well, they pulled out. Because they didn't want to get nuked. So we've threatened the Russians before to use nuclear weapons on them. We have. And the whole purpose of detonating that bomb was absolutely to send, you know, a cold chill up the Russian spine to say, this is what we possess now. Now, again, you know, military secrets are the most fleeting. And we only had a monopoly on nuclear weapons for about 3 years before the Rosenbergs, you know, sold us out and gave the Russians a nuclear weapon. And since then, you know, the closest we came to nuclear war was the Cuban Missile Crisis. But right now, I think we're in a posture greater than the Cuban Missile Crisis. I'd like to really know what the DEFCON level is and Pentagon planners. They might be keeping it artificially low for the public to consume. But I would say that we have absolutely changed our posture. We've doubled our Black Sea fleet. We're bringing more submarines in there so that we can take out their ballistic submarines. So we've actually doubled our Black Sea fleet. You put our Navy in that close of proximity together. And you know, what was the movie, Hunt for Red October. I remember when the guy said, you know, you put our Navy and their Navy in that close proximity and wars start that way, Mr. Ambassador. I think that's how he quoted it. And I think he's right. You put those navies, especially since there's already such hostile feelings that we've generated. You know, we hate the Russians. They hate us. And you put our navies that close together. You have planes flying overhead, submarines below. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for some miscalculation right there. And, you know, you would have, we don't know. And we've already known that the Russians have demonstrated they have electromagnetic weaponry that can actually shut down a ship. They've done it. And so, I've already said so many times, I think hubris will be our downfall. You know, we have a woke military that we don't know its warfighting capacity. We don't know if commanders, the chain of command, people would follow those orders to release nuclear weapons.
Well, we also have a depleted military. You know, that's the other thing. Our military is greatly depleted.
Yeah,
Germany says they have
again.
Germany says they have 2 days worth of ammunition if they get into a war.
It's insane.
Yeah, we're at the point where we are on the precipice, the cutting edge of war. Here's my take on this. America is being spun up for the hype to enter the war. All right. But we are not going to be grossly affected by it like Europe will. Europe is already on the brink of absolute chaos. From Italy to Scandinavia, they're on the brink of absolute chaos. And they are going, and this is my point of contention here, is they are going to be given a choice to back out of NATO and to either remain neutral or to join Russia and get their oil or natural gas. You don't think they would?
France has already announced they will not use nuclear retaliation, so they've already backed down from that. If they've said if Russia uses nuclear weapons, we're not going to immediately respond with nuclear weapons. We're not going to increase our so they already have France has never been NATO, but they have that whole block saying we're not going to participate in this. Europe, I think, would lose the stomach for it very quickly because they understand, you know, like you said, we might not pay directly. I don't know if they'll bomb New York or Washington, even though they have those Poseidon torpedoes probably in place to be able to do it. But the people in Europe would pay the price. You know, there's a fact that a lot of people don't understand. You know, when Chernobyl exploded, Doug, it came just a few days from actually doing a thing that I learned watching the series on Chernobyl, that there were massive water tanks underneath the reactor. And as the uranium was burning through the floor, if it had hit those tanks filled with water, it would have made an equivalent of a 4-megaton explosion of
steam.
Highly radioactive water.
Yeah,
yeah. And that would have killed. Yeah, it would have killed Ukraine, most of Eastern bloc nations at the time, Belarus. All those people would have been dead, uninhabitable. And right now, whoever it is, the Russians or the Ukrainians, they're playing, you know, horseshoes, throwing, lobbing bombs at that nuclear power plant there. And if somebody makes a miscalculation and you expose the core on that, we are going to have another Chernobyl, which, you know, Chernobyl's going to be toxic for 10,000 years. That part of the world is uninhabitable for 10,000 years. This time, if it happened, the world came together to solve that crisis. If we had a core breach on one of the nuclear power plants there, do you think we're going to go and help repair that core breach? No, we could easily have a secondary explosion from an exposed core of a nuclear power plant that could kill large portions of Europe. This is why it's insane. This is why I say it's insane for this cabal of war, which Tulsi Gabbard called it, to do what they're doing. Because it's not just the initial nuclear weapons explosion. You could have one of the nuclear power plants exposed, have that core exposed, and it could hit the holding tanks for all that water, and you would have another secondary explosion, which would be highly contaminated steam that would go all over Europe. So it's just an unbelievable point in history. And this is why, Doug, we really need to encourage people. I don't care where you get the stuff from right now. I think anything to do with radiological preparation is going to quickly become, you know, you're not going to be able to get it. With the government buying up $250 million worth of potassium iodate, I just wonder how much longer the potassium iodate will be available.
I have a question for you on that. I was talking with a friend of mine earlier today, his former State Department. And he was telling me that the actual brand of the potassium iodate that they had is known to cause blood clots.
Well, you know, you don't want to take potassium if you don't need to take it, especially if you have any kind of heart conditions, because potassium can raise your thing of having a fatal, thing. They're not Superman pills. I don't know about the blood clots. I haven't heard that, but there are health risks involving taking potassium iodate. That's why you want to make sure you only want to take it if you absolutely have to take it.
So then
if you're an extreme elder.
So let me ask you then, everyone who's had the shot or a series of shots, and then they take the potassium iodate at whatever level that the government declares for that time, could we see a mass die-off possibly because of that?
Well, I'm not enough of a scientist to answer that question. I just know if you have people, if you have a nation whose immune system has been compromised, and any type of radiation were to go to that immune system, you know, the human body will absorb some radiation. Like we get a chest X-ray, your body will absorb that, and you know, it you go on. And we know the levels that are safe versus the levels that are unsafe. But with a compromised immune system, we don't know where it'll be. And then you add other things on top of it, like taking potassium iodate, which, again, I just tell people don't take it, even if you have it, unless you're advised to do so. People that have thyroid issues really need to find out whether they can take it or not. So they're not Superman pills. They don't protect you from gamma radiation, alpha radiation, or beta radiation, microwave radiation. All they do is they saturate your thyroid gland with potassium so that the radioactive iodine of potassium cannot go into your thyroid gland. It's more important for children to have it in young adults than elderly people, because the cancers develop in us a lot slower. And we our life expectancy, I mean, I'm 66. If I live a normal life, I might live 20 more years. But for a young person, a child, 20 years is nothing. That, you know, you get a 5-year-old, they'll only be 25 years, and you don't want them developing cancer then. So it's more important for them to be taking it. And then again, take it with caution. I just don't start taking. And this is another thing. People buy potassium iodate, but they don't have a radiation meter to even know how much radiation is in the area. You know, most good radiation meters today have data logging in them. That means it's like a dosimeter. It allows you to know your accumulated dose. If you get, you know, 3 millirads tomorrow and 5 today and 10 tomorrow, you know, you get it. You'll have an accumulated dose. I just tell people right now to go online and to download what lethal doses are. There's plenty of websites that you can download, you know, what the accumulated dose becomes. You know, you'll get sick, you'll lose your hair, or you'll die. You can download those accumulated doses right now because the internet's up and running. Also, I encourage people, there's microsieverts, there's sieverts, there's REMs, there's RADs, different ways of measuring radiation. You can get the conversion charts offline. So if somebody reports, if your radiation meter measures in microsieverts or sieverts, and somebody gives you the radiation level reading in you know, RADs, do you know what to do? It's sort of like, you know, 88 kilometers per hour. I know that's 55 because my speedometer tells me that's what it is. You know, they have that marked on there. But, you know, does everybody know how to change, you know, miles per hour to kilometers per hour? But, you know, if you don't, then you don't know what the speed limit is. And same thing is, if you can't convert those different, you know, measurement units into other measurement units, then you might not be able to know what you're being told. And that's why right now you can go online. There's plenty of websites that tell you how to convert, you know, REMs to RADs to sieverts and back and forth. So I would just encourage people strongly to go and download that information, make print copies of it. Just don't, you know, save it to your computer, because if your computer got knocked out, you can't do it. Actually make a print copy of it so that you have those on hand. Dosing for potassium iodate on hand. And then lethality of how much radiation is lethal versus how much radiation can make you sick versus how much radiation your body can absorb without any symptoms at all. Download that now. And just, I'd say that's a public service thing. But I really suspect if this thing escalates more, the radiation meters, I know we're selling bunches of them. You know, we have that GM radiation meter that's under $200. We have the Maser, which I think is one of the best ones out there. You know, we have those in stock right now, but they are selling fast. And I know as I talk to the people in both companies that make the Maser and the GM meter, their sales have just gone skyrocketing. And, you know, you let something happen and you're not going to be able to get that. But, you know, I just tell people, don't buy potassium iodate if you don't have the way to know if you're going to need it or not, because it's like you'll be guessing in the blind. Whether you need it, if you don't need it, don't take it. But if you don't know there's radiation, how do you know whether to take it or not? So the radiation meters is critically important right now. I also am telling people right now to set up a comm network, some way or another, to set up with your neighbors, you know, friends, neighbors, that you can communicate should a strike like that happen, because it's totally possible that internet cables cut or some of our satellites are knocked out where you would not be able to use your cell phone. You know, or have the standard means to communicate with your friends, loved ones. And there's several ways to set up that communication network, and one of my favorite, I've mentioned it before, are buying these devices here. There's plenty of YouTube videos to show you how to set up your own private network that you can actually run, you know, with neighbors. This unit right here costs $50. It comes with a little antenna. It uses an 18650 battery. It's called LoRa, Long Range Network, you know, and you can actually set this up between friends that you can actually text back and forth through in a neighborhood to make a neighborhood watch program. You can set the whole unit up for under $100. There's plenty of videos online. We don't sell this. You can get it on Amazon. It's Mesh-tastic. You can buy this for under $50, and then, you know, with everything that you'll need, you can put the Mesh-tastic software on your computer or on your cell phone or whatever, and you can actually text back and forth. You do not need cell phone service to make this work. You do not need satellite phone service to make this work. You can actually text between your friends, your family, and these will go about 1 to 2 miles away. You can actually set up networks of them so that you can go further. Again, for what this represents, it's not that hard to use. And I would strongly recommend people set up a communication network right now. Another thing I wanted to bring up is people ask about water filtration. Will it filter out radiation? Most water filters will filter out particulate radiation. The problem is once you do it, the problem is once you use a gas mask with the filter in those 40 millimeter filters, yes, it filters out radiation. Yes, the Berkey filters out radiation. But what happens is that radiation doesn't go away. It's filtered. It's sitting, if you have a Berkey filter, a filter like that, or even a pump filter like a Katadyn, the problem is that filter then has radioactive elements in it. It's contaminated. If you've used a gas mask and you've been breathing, radioactive particles and you've kept them out of your lung, fine, but you have them sitting here in a mask that's right on your jaw. You have to take that into consideration. Another reason to have a radiation meter. Some of the more sensitive radiation meters, like the Maser 9000, will actually measure very small amounts of radiation. That's why it's one of my favorites. I have it. And the thing is, one of the bellwethers for knowing if you need, to start going into a nuclear protocol are cows. Sounds funny, but cows are a good bellwether. No, because the cow eats green grass and it makes white milk. Well, white milk has a lot of calcium in it. Calcium absorbs radiation. And so that's how one of the ways they discovered Chernobyl had gone off is the cow's milk became radioactive in Western Europe. That's how one of the ways they detected it. And so, you can always, with a Maser 9000, you can detect milk if the calcium starts to show, signs of radioactive radiation, you'll know that somewhere where that milk came from, there is radioactive particles in the air. So again, that type of food product is a bellwether to know whether you need to do that. I'm not sure how the government would respond to its citizenry if there was radioactivity in the air. Since the 1950s and 1960s, we've seen an explosion of cancer on this planet. Never has it been addressed in public that the cesium-137 and the strontium-90, that all those bombs that they blew up in the 50s and 60s, there's, Doug, there is still strontium-90 in the atmosphere.
Yep.
It's way high up in the jet stream. And slowly, slowly, even after we stopped detonating those bombs half a century ago, there's still that up in the atmosphere, and it slowly, slowly comes out. And I think this is why we've seen the explosion of cancers in this world. If you just look at the Castle Bravo, I challenge people to go onto YouTube and type in Castle Bravo. It was a nuclear experiment the United States did, but they miscalculated. This nuclear weapons are fairly new, and they did not realize the potential of the bomb they had created. They thought it was going to be 5 megatons, and it turned out to be 15 megatons. And that's, we've all read the story of the South Sea Islanders. It was actually Hiroshima 2 for the Japanese, because they got a nice dose of radiation from Castle Bravo. And, all those South Sea Islanders, we had to remove from their islands.
That was
That
was Bikini Atoll, right?
No, that was, Bikini Atoll. But it was, the name of the test was Castle Bravo. And, the ships that were there were too close because they didn't think it'd be 15 megatons. They thought it'd be 5. The blockhouse that was monitoring it, they had to rush those people out of there because it shook the whole thing. They just weren't aware of it, of what it was going to do. They miscalculated the way the nuclear fuel would explode. And instead of, they thought this was inert material in there, but they didn't realize that inert material became visible once they detonated the bomb, and it became much, much bigger than it was. I mean, so I'm not sure that the government would tell us. I mean, really, they kind of, when Three Mile Island happened, they hid the facts from us for a little while. Until in a free country like that, people were, civilians were monitoring the radiation and knew what was happening. Obviously, the Soviets covered up Chernobyl until it was detected in Western Europe. And so, we might be on our own with this. Again, the purpose, even if you don't get it from me, I don't care at this point, but you need to get a radiation meter. I think it's absolutely critical to get a radiation meter. And then to also download, Crease and Carry. He has a book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. We have hard copies of it, but you can download it off the internet. Crease and Carry, Nuclear War Survival Skills. And it tells you how to build a simple shelter in your house, where the best places in your house are to protect. And so I would highly recommend downloading Crease and Carry's book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. Or if you want to call us, we can get your hard copy of it.
So let me go over this real quick. Because you brought up Bikini Atoll, more or less. That was so with that, just to describe what a nuclear war could possibly look like if we go back in time, that was Operation Starfish Prime. And Starfish Prime was where we first got the measurable analytics of a electromagnetic pulse. Now, Hawaii...
Yeah, and I want to address that real quick before I forget. You know, we're always told that there are EMP-proof vehicles. Well, there was a nuclear test. I actually have it downloaded. I have to look up which one that Soviets did in the 1950s. And that EMP pulse actually shut down what was supposed we call EMP-proof vehicles. It was that powerful. It just shut it down. Mm-hmm. So we don't know exactly what would be EMP-proof and what would not be EMP-proof. But be aware of that. The information we get sometimes, I just wonder the you know, whether it's accurate or not, put it that way, from the government. I'm just
I wanted to talk about EMP because that's one thing that a lot of people are concerned about. And, you know, with the way that nuclear bombs are actually designed, a lot of them are airburst design. They're not exactly they're not supposed to just strike into the ground and then explode. There are bunker busters, but that's not the way a nuclear blast works. That blast comes from the overpressure of the buildup when it hits
that
the
was,
pressure.
Let me get that. That's the Castle Bravo bomb right there, 15 megatons. It went up 90,000 feet into the atmosphere. You know, you can see, here's another picture of it. It was the largest nuclear explosion the United States ever did.
And that was carried...
The point in saying all that...
Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead. Okay. The purpose of making this aware to people is the fact that, you know, what became contaminated? You know, all those South Sea Islanders, their cancer rates went up dramatically. They had to evacuate the people. Even today, the coconuts still have pulling up radioactive material into the coconut milk and the white meat of the coconut. It's still being contaminated. So, you know, the need for having a radiation meters, I cannot stress this enough. There's all kinds out there, you know, but get one, because my point is, I just don't know if I could trust the government to accurately relay that information, because I know, as soon as they said there's radiation out, can you imagine the panic it would cause? I mean, it's going to be a panic like we can't even imagine in this country. We have such emotionally compromised people to begin with that can't even handle me using the wrong pronoun on them. Can you imagine telling all those people that, you know, hey, you're going to start glowing in the dark, you know? Well, people don't glow in the dark. I'm using hyperbole, but.
And here's the other thing, because I've wargamed this before. I believe it is not accurate to say that one well-placed nuclear device 200, 300 miles above, you know, above America will knock out all of America. That's not accurate. You know, the nuclear weapon that went off in Bikini Atoll was a 10 megaton that was carried by that Thor rocket. And that was about 900 miles into the air with a multiple reentry vehicle when it went into the stratosphere, fell back down, and then it explodes, right? If people don't know, that's how they work. They go up, and then the multiple reentry vehicle explodes it again, and then it curves back down, and then it comes and it spreads out because it's multiple different rockets. So when the payload goes off, at least... and this was what, 60s, whenever we did this test, it was felt 900 miles away. The EMP was felt 900 miles away from about a 10 megaton nuclear warhead.
That shockwave circled the planet three times.
That's right. It knocked out hundreds of street lamps in Hawaii. In Kauai, and I've been to Kauai, beautiful island, in Kauai, they actually had their entire phone system knocked out. All right. And so, you know, if that was the far reach of a 10 megaton, and that is what we get hit with, it would have to be multiple different bombs being shot at once. So I want to get that into people's heads. If they actually fired nukes at us in the effort to softly take down the United States through EMP and not through pure, you know, nuclear fire, then you would be seeing multiple rockets launched from multiple different directions over America and then exploding. That's how that would work. And it would take out, because if you take out our power, then you take out the power for most of Canada and northern Mexico. So you would have to be in agreement to some extent, if you were Russia or China, that Canada and Mexico, you're about to be hamstrung big time. And probably not get any of those services back on for months and months and months. And if you were really diabolical, if you're really diabolical, what I would do is I would hit America with multiple EMPs, and then I would wait probably 3 months when you pull out all your EMP gear and all your survival equipment, and then I'd hit you with EMPs again. And then biological.
It's not going to be worse than that, because power goes down, you have panic. First, right. You have panic, and people can then rush every store you can have to get any supplies that are left. Everything would be stripped like locusts. And then once the dead start manifesting themselves, then you have the secondary effect of a lot of disease, because I don't know how many dead bodies they could handle and bury. They'd have to set up mass crematoriums to do mass graves, because you would have an epidemic breakout of just dead bodies bring disease, rats and birds and all that spread it. I hate to be graphic about it, but that's what it'd be. And then, you know, water supplies would become contaminated. This is why I'm so passionate about this. This is what these people have on the table right now. This is what they're provoking. You know, and if it's, it might not be us, but it'll be them. I don't want to see them nuked, even though it doesn't bother us. Although a nuclear weapon detonating anywhere in the world is a nuclear weapon detonating everywhere in the world, because we just know the wind patterns spread that radiation. You get tons and tons of, you know, material that's kicked up into the atmosphere, and it starts circling the globe, and it starts coming down all over everywhere. And so it doesn't take a lot of those nuclear weapons to blow up before you make large amounts of people that, you know, going to get very, very sick very quickly. And you know, water supplies are contaminated, animals become contaminated, farmland becomes contaminated, and plants do systemically bring up radiation out of the soil. You know, the cows, like I said earlier, cow's milk and cow meat would become contaminated. So pigs, chickens, all of it. This is what these people are toying with. And that's why, you know, I'm just encouraging people to pray that even though there are no level heads, that somehow level heads will prevail, because we do not need this. This is something that would be, you know, changing, earth changing. So, you know, I just look at it. I say, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. You know, I read this the other day on Dave's program. You know, this is why, you know, I say you can't trust what the government says. I'm going to read something to you. You ever watch the movie Outlaw Jesse Wales? Mm-hmm. Outlaw Josie Wales?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love the quote, "Ten Bears tells Josie Wales." And it's so true. Ten Bears. "It is sad that governments are chiefed by the double tongues. There is iron in your words of death for all Comanches to see. And so there's iron in your words of life." I mean, there is no iron in the government's words of whatever. It says, "No signed paper can hold the iron. It must come from men." And so he goes on to say the word of Ten Bears carries that iron, and so is Josie Wales. But the governments have, I mean, he recognized it. He recognized that everything the government told the Comanche people was a lie. When, you know, one of the things we don't understand, and, you know, I read it all the time, you know who the main people who killed the buffalo off in this country were, don't you? It wasn't the settlers moving westward. It was the government. The government murdered up to 50 million or killed 50 million bison in this country. Do you know why? Because they wanted to make sure the Indians didn't have anything to eat. They used that as a starvation tool so that the Native Americans would just die off. And you know, it was very effective, and they did that too because they understood food controls people. I mean, it didn't matter history; you can look it up.
Well,
and now,
In America, the way we're at right now, we have an energy crisis. Everybody forgot we still have a food crisis. We have a war crisis. Yeah, we have a political crisis. We have a very unspoken, how would you say this? We have a crisis in America where we are on the knife's edge of a revolution, civil war. That never went away. It's kind of quieter, but it never went away. And I always wonder, you know, if we
It'll
got
come back in November, if the Republicans win, it'll come right back.
That's right.
It'll take you to the streets.
And the Democrats are already setting up to tell the world that the Republicans are the reason why we're going to go into a severe depression. You know, when Joe Biden recently said we may go into a slight recession, we know that everything that Uncle Joe says is a lie, right? Everything he says is a lie. Everything he says is government doublespeak. And we are going to go through a severe depression. We are not immune to the depression that's going to hit the rest of the world. So let me throw it to you like this, Bob, and tell me what Bible passages sounds like to you. We got wars, rumors of wars, famine, plague, kingdom versus kingdom, ethnos versus ethnos.
In the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you have Matthew 24, Luke 13, Mark 13 and Luke 21. That's the passages you're talking about. It's listed in all three of those gospels. Towards the end of the age, we're going to see an exponential increase in these. Daniel, the book of Daniel, it talks about the exponential increase at the end of the age of knowledge and travel. We see that going on right now. The ethnos, wars on a scale unbelievable. More people were killed in the 20th century and more than in all of human history together. We just see, you know, we're coming to the end of this age. And as we approach the end of the age more and more, we're going to see greater and greater catastrophes. I mean, you know, at the end of the age, if you read the book of Revelation, there's the bowl judgments, the vial judgments, and the trumpet judgments. And they're going to make the world basically uninhabitable. And the only thing that's going to save the world at the time is the return of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, we were warned of this so that we get ready for it. But I'm just afraid a lot of people just take it for granted that it's going to be this way always. You know, I'm able to go down to the grocery store and get what I want. And I think it's quickly coming to an end. The drought in this country right now is absolutely catastrophic. We are seeing extreme shortages in the grain fields. That they're not, the crops are not coming in, even as predicted. Farmers are having to kill off their cows. Food factories burning down, you know, this whole push towards eating bugs, you know, it's insanity. And then at the same time, you know, we're being pitted against one another. It never stops. I'm every day we're told our new list of people we're supposed to hate. You know, we got to hate those people because they're different than me. You know, they look different. They're a different color. They speak a different language, whatever. So I'm supposed to hate them. That's the big, you know, news media story every day. Who the new hate of the people today is. Hate the people day. You know, that's what it is. And you know, we look at it. They always preach against racism, but I just was listening to that, you know, ultra liberal city council. It was in Los Angeles, somewhere in California. And in closed doors, they were using racial pejoratives to describe somebody else's children. I don't know if you saw that. And the whole city council has erupted because behind the scenes, you know, one group of people was calling another group of people a very bad name. And, you know, this is United States today. We're not united. We're disunited. We're at each other's throats. Our military is depleted. Our military can't get recruits because it's too woke. Our currency has been absolutely debased. You know, the moral nature of the United States has been debased. What is right is wrong. You know, in the Bible, we're talking about that. You know, the word sorcery is the word pharmakia. It's a word that describes what sorcery is. It's the use of drugs. Well, Doug, I'm going to pose a question to you. Is there any greater manifestation of the use of drugs? I mean, we know we take drugs for mind-altering experiences. That's why I'm against them. mind-altering drugs is because they alter your reality. They open you up to spiritual forces that I don't think you are capable of handling. I know you're not capable of handling. And that's why I tell people, even though marijuana might be legal, certain drugs might be legal. When you start to use those drugs, you do open up your mind other influences that are not worldly. Put it that way. But I don't think there's any greater manifestation than an occultic use of drugs than to convince people you can turn boys into girls and girls into boys with drugs. I mean, if that does not meet that Luciferian qualification of sorcery, then I don't know what does. I think it is the ultimate expression of sorcery, the ultimate expression of a Luciferian society that has tolerated this. Our children are being raped right in front of us. I know we're getting a little off track, but our children are being raped daily in front of us. Our children are watching the most gross perversion you can imagine, men dressing up as women and grinding each other in front of six-year-olds. And, you know, we're being told that that's normal. And if I stand up and say something against it, somehow I'm a bad person. That's insane. And if you don't understand that God is going to bring judgment on a nation like that, severe and catastrophic judgment, then I'm telling you, you know, you don't have any idea of the nature of things. This is why I tell people, see all these PhDs from Harvard and Yale and all this. But if you've not read the Bible, if you've not studied the Bible, I consider you to be an ignorant person. I mean, the Bible has been the foundation of Western civilization. And if you've never read it, then I think you're historically ignorant. I look at you as like a smart person at all. I look at you as a very ignorant person, because here in the Bible, we have the accurate record of historical and spiritual. We have the historical record of how God deals with nations, and we have the spiritual perspective of how you become right with God and how God blesses you. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ, through forgiveness, through walking with him. And so if you've never read this Bible, which the majority of people coming out of colleges today have never read the Bible, they're spiritually ignorant people, and they're going about in their own wisdom, basically Luciferian wisdom, and just like they are with our gender-bending children, in every way that good is wrong. I mean, good is wrong and wrong is good. That's what it says at the end of the age. That what happened, evil would be spoken well of, and good would be spoken evil of. We see that today happening all over the planet, especially in the United States, Babylon Central. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying, I just made some quick notes. Set up that comm network. Set it up. Again, I make no money from you buying these off Amazon, these mesh-tastic things. I would set it up, get together, watch the videos, get it set up so that you can communicate with neighbors and friends, your immediate area. I would be buying bottled water right now. One of the misnomers I just want to clarify is that food does not become radioactive. You know, if this can of seltzer water is sealed, radiation might go through it. But until I open the lid, and you can see there that's open, radiation can then go into that water. Radioactive particles can get into it. And so if I take a sip of it, then I can get irradiated because it's gone into the water. Sealed food does not become radioactive. Okay, so
don't use goods, your life sealed straws. Bags. Don't use your life straws after that.
Well, if you use your life straw, just remember it's become contaminated. If it does filter out the radiation, it has become contaminated. So you get that. Get your potassium iodate now. Absolutely, make sure you have a radiation meter. Keep in mind that radiation meters, gas mask, anything like that that's filtering out radioactivity, the filter element that's doing it, whether it's a water filter, a gas mask filter, or any other kind of filter, if it's filtering it out, that radiation doesn't go away. It's concentrated in those filters. So just be aware of that. And at the same time, we mentioned it, our nation's going under historic drought. The government's consuming itself. I mean, you know, one of the scariest things Tucker Carlson brought up was he says AI technology is our, you know, the guy running for, governor in Pennsylvania. He is using an artificial intelligent machine because he got, you know, I feel bad for him. I don't like him as a politician, but he's had a stroke, bad stroke, you know, and I wish him well that way. But now they've integrated a machine to him so he can even speak. I mean, good grief. Nothing could go wrong with that, you know, integrating man and machine. Who's controlling the machine? How do we know what the machine is? Yeah. I mean, it really becomes, is there a demon in the machine? So we just see all this going on right now. And I do believe machines can be influenced by demons. AI machines can be influenced by demons. And so I just say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's just so late in the hour. And I just challenge my brothers and sisters in Christ, my brothers and sisters who are fellow Americans who understand they want constitutional law. They want a republic. I challenge you right now. You know, I believe we're headed towards the second advent of Jesus. I could be wrong. This could be just another cycle of history. I don't think it is. I think we are headed towards that final moment in history before the Lord comes back. But no matter what, you're going to go through some pretty difficult times and you need to get ready for them. You know, food, water, you know, a big proponent of night vision, absolutely communication. Communication is key. Your Bofang radios, you can get it for $70 a piece. You can listen, you can gain intel. You know, Doug, I have just sent you one of these. Okay. This is a knockoff PRC 152. You're going to get this radio soon. You're going to love it when you get it. This is a fantastic radio. We sell these, and this is my radio of choice. It has a great line of sight. I've gotten about 15 miles line of sight on it, which that almost goes to the curvature of the earth before you go off the curvature of the earth. So, probably just aggravated your flat earthers. Sorry.
sorry. Flat earth doesn't it's work round. In multiple radio systems. It's fine. Hey, let me ask you this much.
It's round.
Did you see that there was just an active shooter in Raleigh? Five killed.
I didn't see that. I haven't been.
Yeah, five it's, killed. It's, to include a police officer.
It's a society that is going insane. This society is going insane. Half the people, I think, if there's a nuclear war, would probably start destroying the United States. It would take it as a liberty. Well, because half the people in this country, they hate this country.
Let's stay right there for a second. So a friend of mine is also a fellow listener. We were discussing this same possibility today. And that could it be that we are having our forces drawn out of the United States mainland, depleting our military attachments, moving planes, tanks, ships over into Ukraine and over into the contested waters around China for the ability to drain America of our most up and running military equipment, because we have a lot of military equipment here in America, and most of it that's here is for training and is for maintenance. All the stuff that's up and running is typically out of the country. We do have stuff here that's running, but you know, there's a majority of it that's not for combat deployment right off the bat.
Yeah, well, when you take Norfolk, I've gone across the Hampton Bridge Tunnel many, many times. And when you go through that, you see it's the largest Navy base in the world. It's nothing to see four or five, you know, Nimitz or now Gerald Ford class carriers sitting there, sitting ducks, Pearl Harbor. I mean, there's a Pearl Harbor right there. And you know, each one of those carriers, $13 billion. And there's four or five of them sitting there all the time. You know, it's major Pearl Harbor material there, in my opinion. I drive across that sometimes and I look at that and I go, I hope somebody knows what they're doing, because I mean, you have a lot of assets sitting there, and you know, those carriers, you don't mobilize them very quickly. Definitely not the 20 minutes it would take a nuclear weapon to reach them from the Soviet Union or Russia. Right. You couldn't move them and they just become, you know, targets. So, you know, like you said, active shooter, active shooter, active shooter, which brings me to the, you know, point that, you know, they need to sign up for the course that's coming up, that one in November, the active shooter course that we have here. Doug teaches it. You know, if you want to know what to do when I think more and more Americans are going to inevitably caught up into these active shooter scenarios. I mean, I don't think they are. I know they are. Just watch the statistics. You see them. You talk about that in the class. Also, Steve Rise is teaching the combat medic course, the TCC course, tactical combat casualty care, in December. You know, I just strongly recommend people sign up for them, because knowledge is key. You can go to readymaderesources.com and sign up for them. There's a little banner at the top. Click that banner. It'll take you right to where you can sign up for the course. I still want to mention the bivy stick. Cell phones go down. I don't know why I have this right here is a satellite communication device. you can go to rmrbivy.com and, you know, sign up for it. That way, if your cell phone service goes down, you can actually text people. That all you have to do is download the Bivy app on a cell phone. And if you have one of these, you can text anybody that has the Bivy app on the cell phone. If they want to text back, they'll need one also. So you can go to rmrbivy.com and sign up for the Bivy Stick satellite phone. I have these for our family members. Very easy to use. It also has this little red button on it. You can push this red button for an emergency. So if I was out in the woods hiking and I push this button, it's going to send emergency services to me. But anyhow, I just recommend it because, you know, again, I just recommend setting up that communication network. I think it's extremely important right now. I'm looking forward to you to get that PRC 152 so that you'll get the chance to play around with it. And, you know, it'll be a valuable add to your communications abilities. Extremely valuable for your communication abilities. You know, being able just to scan the dial and see what other people are talking about. That's why I always tell people, you know, listen, don't talk. When a radio, I want to know what Doug Thornton's saying. I don't want Doug Thornton to know what I'm saying. I want to get intel on you. I don't want you to get it on me. I'd rather listen than talk. So, you know, those are some of the things that I just strongly recommend. We do have night vision in stock. We have thermal in stock. I think those are force multipliers that probably are the greatest force multipliers citizens can buy with, you know, normal amounts of money. And we can't buy Apache attack helicopters. They're not available. But for night vision and thermal is probably one of those things that I would say strongly recommend getting because we're on the brink of civil war. We're on the brink of financial collapse. We're on the brink of having food shortages. We're on the brink of having, well, not the brink, some we do have an energy shortage right now. We're depleting our strategic oil reserve. It's at the lowest rate it's been since the mid-80s. Yeah, I mean, Biden is selling it off to keep gas prices low, but gas prices are now skyrocketing again. You know, the Saudis turned him down. They just said, no, go pound tar. We're not going to give you any more oil.
Yep.
And so, you know, that we have an energy crisis. So all these crises, and then we have a nuclear war looming on the horizon. I mean, you know, I know it can be overwhelming for people, but this is why I tell people, you know, take the time, write it down, take your notes every day, classify your notes under certain categories. That way you can do your own intelligence report. You can make your own briefing. And that way you get to see it. It the news cycle, excuse me, doesn't come and go so that you forget what happened 2 days ago. You've taken the notes. I do this all the time so I can reference back to materials that might have happened 3, 4, 5 months ago, which anymore, that might have been an eon ago in people's minds. We forget that quickly. People are so overwhelmed by it. But when you take the notes and you write it down and categorize it, you can go back and look and say, wow, you know, this is critical what's going on. I don't know if you have any closing thoughts. I just tell people to get ready right now because I do think we're on the brink of a multifaceted perfect storm.
Train, prep, and pray. As soon as we get off this Zoom call, we end this podcast, I'm going straight to the gym right next door, my garage gym. And I'm doing 15 minutes worth of boxing and then sandbag drills until I puke because today is leg day. I'll tell you this much. It does not hurt to be strong, but you can be hurt when you're weak. You know, strong people are a lot harder to kill. Strong people typically, are stronger mentally and physically. We were talking about iron a while ago, right? With 10 bears. Well, there's another little thing out there, iron within and iron without. And I would rather be iron on the outside than, you know, soft and mushy. And that's America right now, because you can buy the greatest and latest stuff in the world. But, you know, if you can't run down the street to your nearest neighbor's house without passing out, trying to carry your 20,000 rifles that you've bought, you know, what good are you? You know, so, yeah.
You know, even at 66, I can tell you, I go to the gym 4 days a week. I can't do what I used to do, but I still train. I train today. I was at the gym doing a specific workout. I still do cardio, but I train muscular, you know, legs, abs, back, chest, tries, buys, you know, all those things. I work them out and trying to stay as fit as I can. And again, I spend time, my wife and I spend time in our Bibles every day. My wife's a real prayer warrior, so we pray for our different needs and pray for people daily. So we try to keep our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ open. And then we've surrounded ourselves with good people. You know, I won't surround myself with people of nefarious character. I surround myself with good moral people. And I think that's a very, very powerful triad. My relationship with God, my friends, and my preps. You know, that's what Noah had. Noah surrounded himself by a strong family. Noah had a relationship with God. Noah prepared. Joseph had a strong relationship with God. Joseph surrounded himself with good people. In fact, when Potiphar's wife wanted to get hanky panky with him, he got away from her. He wasn't going to associate with people like that. He surrounded himself with good people, and then he also prepared. So I think that's the model we need to be following today. People can ignore it or do it, whatever you need to do. But I've gone over some of the things I think. I think just if you just take the time I did to prepare for this program, and I just look down everybody, the people saying that nuclear war is imminent, get ready. ReadyMadeResources.com. Be glad to talk to you. If people call me, I'll talk to them. I talked to a lady today for about a half an hour. I like doing it. So if you have questions concerning your preps, just give me a call at 800-627-3809. I'll be glad to talk to you.
That's right. And same for me. You can always reach me at the American Vindictus Show at gmail.com for any of the active shooter training, gun training in general. If you can't make my training, and I can always point you out in the right direction. That's the thing. I'm not doing this to get rich. If I was, I'd be getting my contracts with the government. That's how you get rich.
And you get paid four or five times as much.
Exactly.
Per student.
Exactly. No. What I'm doing is the most cost effective amount of training that you can get, probably anywhere. $200 a day, 3 days, three 12-hour days of training. And this next one, we're going to be including the nighttime training. We weren't able to get to it the first training session, because we're working on all the bugs and kinks, but this time we've worked out the bugs and kinks in it, and we're going to be having the nighttime training, which nighttime changes everything. Your general approach to your tactics change at night. Law enforcement and the military knows this very much, especially if you have night vision. Then things drastically change. That's right.
And we'll be providing night vision for you to look through during that class. Also, Steve Rice, your good friend, Fifth Special Forces medic, SEER trained. This guy is a wealth of knowledge. He's coming. We've really invested thousands of dollars in buying medical dummies. We've got some IV arms so that you can actually learn how to set up an IV. We have CPR dummies. So you're going to learn how to do all kinds of medical treatments that most people don't know how to do. This is not boo-boo and band-aid medicine. This is, you know, what happens if you need to give a tracheotomy, what happens if you need to give a decompression lung, if you need to set up an IV, you know, hemorrhaging, massive bleeding, all kinds of things that Steve's going to be teaching. And like I said, he has the certifications to do it. And, you're going to get hands-on experience on doing this on medical dummies that are set up for that express purpose to do that. Again, if they go to the website, readymaderesources.com, there's a banner at the top. They can sign up for either your class or Steve's class. I know Steve's a good friend of yours. And like you said, if you were training the government right now, you'd be getting $2,500, $3,000 a student for a weekend. And you do it for a fraction of that. I just say people are getting a great deal and they need to sign up for it. And I'm just saying this, I don't get anything from it. I don't split the money with Doug at all. He gets it all. So I like supporting him that way. You get to come and use my facility, which I think Doug, you'll agree, it's a nice facility.
Yep.
And we've put a lot of money in it. Plus I have a radio room set up there so I can actually talk to people when they're there as an extracurricular thing at night. I'll actually show you how to do some radio tricks.
Yep. And you know, the best part about it is that we got a little bit of Philadelphia. We get a little bit of camaraderie, some brotherly love, and the off the shoot talks that we get around the campfire, hanging out with each other. You know, and this isn't military and law enforcement style training where you come, you train, you get yelled at, you get nervous, and you just can't wait to empty all your rounds so that you can leave. Now, this is a learning experience. This is a growing experience. This is what brothers are doing. You know, iron sharpening iron. And once again, we do every bit of this not to look cool, not to tell our friends that we've got all this different training. We do this to magnify God, to glorify Him, to learn how to protect the sheep, to carry the sword for the kingdom, and to be prepared. The community prepared.
Yeah, you said it right. We can serve our community if we have knowledge.
That's
you
right.
You know, we can serve. If one person on Marco Island, Sanibel Island, that had this training, they could have served the community of people who were injured, you know, needed medical treatment, you know, needed a communication expert out there. We've just seen in that disaster the benefit of trained people are, what the benefit is. And so one person trained, one person with night vision, one person with communication can serve a whole community.
That's right. Well, Bob, thank you for coming on. I'm sure we'll be on next week.
And I have to say, Doug, nice shirt.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, we shop at the same store.
I didn't know he was going to wear that blue striped shirt. I picked my blue striped shirt to wear, so it was kind of like, interesting.
Who can be the best G-man for the day? That's going to be our goal.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you very much for listening. I honestly, my prayers and thoughts go out to all the families that are still affected by Hurricane Ian, and if there's any funding that's out there for people to make sure that, you know, send your tithes. Don't forget the tithe, but send your tithes to people who will actually need it, and to places that can actually use it. And, you know, just God be with everyone who's out there. Thank you very much for listening to us. Thank you, Bob, for being on. Everybody, stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.